American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Democrats in the media overcome with emotion after President Biden announced he will not seek re-election.
Then you just cry. Because this is somebody that you love. This is somebody that you care about. This is somebody who was there for you. This is somebody you wouldn't be here without him. And you had to take something from him.
Joe Biden is grounded. He's grounded in his faith, in his family, and in our state. Excuse me. I'm sorry. This was a very difficult decision.
There was very little indication from people close to him and many people in the campaign that this was what was about to happen.
What a patriot. What an act of selfless devotion to your country.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says the people who are calling Biden a patriot are the same people saying he is unfit to serve.
If I got to see this unselfish comment one more time, guys, that, oh, he did this for the country. He went out kicking and screaming. He did not want this to happen. His own party forced him out, not for good of country, not because they're unselfish, because they know this man had no shot of winning. So now they want a do-over after they destroyed the primary process. As for all these emotional outbursts that we saw on the air yesterday, this is just another sign of an overall theme of this campaign, and that is weakness versus strength.
President Biden insisting he will stay in office after dropping out of the 2024 race. Former President Trump issued a statement asking who's going to be running the country for the next 5 months. Trump 2024 National Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt wonders if the people who will be running the country are the same people who forced Joe Biden out.
Well, it is the number one question that every media pundit and journalist should be asking the Democrat Party, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris. If Joe Biden, by his own admission, cannot continue to run for re-election, then he certainly is unable to govern.
A conservative activist and former presidential candidate thinks it is apparent that Biden was forced to abandon his presidential campaign because party power brokers feared a defeat in the election. Gary Bauer is chairman of the Campaign for Working Families.
And then when it became apparent after the debate, it wasn't that they suddenly were concerned about America. It was suddenly they feared losing in November. So it's significant in my view that he has stepped down from the presidential race because they don't think he can beat Trump. But he hasn't stepped away from the presidency, which means that for the next 5 months, whatever it ends up being, this is the most dangerous period in modern American history, given the nature of the world right now.
A retired Secret Service agent believes there are probably going to be some heads rolling in the leadership of the Secret Service. Chad Groening has more.
Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle will be on the hot seat Monday as she appears before the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability, chaired by Republican James Comer of Kentucky. There are still many unanswered questions in the wake of the failed assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th. In a news release, Comer said, quote, Americans demand answers from Director Kimberly Cheadle about the Secret Service's historic security failures that led to the attempted assassination of President Trump, murder of an innocent victim, and harm to others in the crowd. We look forward to Director Cheadle's testimony on Monday, July 22nd, to deliver the transparency and accountability that Americans deserve. Ken Valentine served 24 years with the Secret Service, including 10 years with the Presidential Protection Detail. He believes some heads are going to roll.
At the end of the day, the Secret Service is responsible. So the security plan was drawn up and everyone agreed to it, but you still have to take ownership for that. And if it doesn't go well, then it's on you. And that's something that Secret Service lives with day in and day out. I did it for 24 years, and Saturday was no exception. So you have to take ownership of that. You have to step up and address those issues and then let the investigation play out. But there's going to be issues and corrections and probably some heads rolling. The politicians are going to call for her to step down or to be removed. And that's the nature of politics. And I think they've got every right to ask for that.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news available online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.